And we thank you, oh sweet, sweet Lord of hosts.
I started.
For the smorgasbord you have so aptly lain at our
aptly?
Table this day and each day.
I like smorgasbord.
By day.
By day.
By day.
Day by day. By day.
Oh, dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
He's going for it.
Three things we pray.
Here's the look.
What?
Love thee more dearly. To see thee.
So stupid.
More clearly.
More clearly.
That's how you see.
To follow thee more nearly.
More nearly.
Come on, enter.
Day by day.
By day. By day. Amen.
Welcome, everybody, to the Jesse Domenico podcast.
Holy shit!
What
was that? Train again!
Welcome everybody to the Jason Domenico podcast! Yeah!
Episode 54, yeah. And today we are celebrating comedy movie quotes.
Funny quotes from Meet the Parents.
Are you a pothead, Fokker?
No! No! What? No. Jack, no,
yes.
I'm not. I pass on grass all the time.
Not WT did not pass on grass.
No one passes on grass, man.
This is chapter 5. Look alive, the show. Can't you tell it's not like the average podcast you've been listening to most of the time?
Fucking awesome.
And any Will Ferrell movie character can stop by anytime, because we love Will.
Who's stopping by today, D?
First we'll make snow angels for 2 hours, and then we'll go ice skating, and then we'll eat a whole roll of Toll House cookie dough as fast as we can, and then to finish, we'll snuggle.
Yeah, baby.
Will Ferrell for president!
This podcast is rated PG-13 for...
Fuck! Fuck!
God damn it!
Bullshit.
God damn it!
Eat shit, Derek.
Great run, Dean. Good.
Eat shit, Derek.
Everybody drink.
You must listen to this at maximum volume and consider the duration of this podcast a staycation from your problems.
Our motto here is hashtag laughter is medicine.
My podcast is the 80s New York City in the village style Rocky Horror Show party of atmospheric fun.
Oh, shit.
What?
With group participation.
Domenico is a New York City-based recording artist.
Yes.
And you can find all her music, podcast, and all things D at DomenicoArtist.com.
Boom.
And all the social media accounts are under Domenico Artist.
Yes, one word, Domenico Artist. So follow me on Facebook.
Which is verified with a blue check.
Yes.
So you know it's the real Domenico you're talking to.
That's
so
right.
So when you make your marriage proposals, it's really going to
really
D.
Me. Come on, people. Can we break 30,000? We're like hovering. We're hovering there.
Twitter, Instagram. Instagram and YouTube, they're all Domenico artists.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello, Joyce.
New listeners, welcome to the party. I offer you friendship, acceptance, and enlightenment.
If you enjoy comedy movie quotes.
Jinxie cat, where are you?
Uh-huh.
I loved you.
If you dig the paranormal show Ghost Adventures.
These are our ghost adventures.
I'm revisiting the Enchanted Forest Lockdown, GAC family. I discuss self-empowerment while blocking cyberbullies.
Fuck yeah.
Number one.
All right. Part two is,
I talk about Love is Love and the Equal Rights Movement in the Evolution Revolution section of this podcast. It's a good one today.
If you like to laugh, have fun, and play.
This is the podcast for you!
You hear that?
Yes,
yeah, we
all
did.
There's the Inception train. Uh-huh. Step lively. Watch the closing doors. Next stop, Linda Tomac Transport. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Start playing the drinking game now. It's getting more sinister. Welcome to Planet Tomac, the after
party.
Tomac is Camelot backwards. I believe the play awakens your life force, and everybody in this room here is dedicated to keeping our inner child alive.
That's right, give me. I need. Give me, please.
All right.
That's yes. The inner fucked up
what
child.
What about Bob? Yeah. Such a classic. That's why we blast off to Planet Tomac.
We need.
Podcast doesn't take place on planet Earth. Everybody's podcast takes place
not
on planet
one.
Earth. This is
about
Planet
that.
Tomac, a magical, mythological planet with demigods and folklore legends are all true here. And why?
Why, Dee?
Why do you think I do that?
Tell us, Dee.
To give yourself permission to play.
Come play with us, Daddy.
Come play with us, Daddy. Forever and ever. And invite you guys to get out of your heads.
Insurance.
And into your heart.
Boom!
Boom.
Boom. Little dainty boom there.
We all have alter egos here. Just like the show American Gods, if you believe it.
Yes.
You are it. And have superpowers and everything. Therefore, I am Queen Dee Morpheus, the Siren. I'm here to wake you from the Matrix. That is your fears, all the shit that holds you back in life.
Right.
And when I sing, you're going to buy my shit.
Seduce everyone, man.
You are.
I am WT Wizard, the shapeshifter, and I have a volcano-looshing, time-traveling, invisible hoverboard.
Boom!
Hey!
Bronies, Trekkers, Vernonites, Legend Trippers, GAC Family, Potterfiles, Jedis, and anyone who thinks love trumps hate are all welcomed here. He's joking over there. Watch our cartoon president on Showtime.
Yeah,
and
man.
No, I'm not getting any money for that. Are you alive over there, bro? That's Jack Ferry, our mythological tour guide here on Planet Tomac, taking us from one topic to the next. Jack Ferry's got a sidekick who likes to greet us once we get here. Lola, the zombie pug fairy. 13-year-old pug Lola who went to the Rainbow Bridge in 2015, who was here from the beginning. I love you, my sweet angel pie, and not a day goes by that I don't miss you and love you when I squeak a face.
We love you, Lola.
I got a decent dinner ready. Nothing happened with the dinner because you crucified it. You ruined it. God damn you!
That is a classic documentary mystery clip.
Shut up, dog! Shut up, fucking dog!
Oh, you jumped the gun!
Yeah, yeah.
This is Jack Ferry. He says, come on, topic one has already started without us.
So
Katie,
good.
One, two, three. Can I fucking talk? Oh, yes, listeners, what you're about to hear is shocking, but entertaining. So everybody settle down. All right, listeners, I'm going to try to make this as simple as possible.
Okay.
In our business building.
Right.
Okay? We have a neighbor. This guy showed up about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
He's an attorney. His first name is Jeff. And all we ever fucking hear every single day, Monday through Friday, is...
Shut up, dog! Shut up, fucking dog!
Our whole floor hates this guy because you can hear him up your rectum. Okay? That's how much it vibrates and loud this psycho is.
I know.
He could be talking to a male, a female.
Yeah.
He does not discriminate against who he yells at, Al.
Right.
And sometimes no one's in the office. He's on the phone.
Right.
But it's the same shit. Can I fucking talk? We get it the worst. ELE Media is right next door. Four offices on each floor.
Right.
Two
We're
on
there.
One side of the elevators
right.
and two on the other. And that's us and this asshole Jeff. So one day, WT and I decide, fuck it. We're going to record him.
Really
well, not we. WT, who's a maniac. I would never do this.
It's
he went
crazy,
all the
though.
Way out in the hallway, had the recorder right up to the door, and the guy is known to just all of a sudden open the door for
right,
no reason.
Right.
So you're insane for doing it. But
thank you.
What you guys, you're not going to understand a lot of the conversation going on. The point is you're going to hear another human being talking calm and rational.
Right.
This day, it was a woman.
Right.
And how crazy this maniac is.
So good.
So without further ado,
yeah.
ELE Media would like to present to you...
In its entirety...
Can I fucking talk?
You were making a fun! I did not come down and say to you, and I did not ask you to apologize!
No, I'm
saying, of your own volition, it seems... Can I talk? Can I fucking talk? Can I get enough fun?
that seep over you how fucked up that is.
Right.
And Jeff has a special cadence. He likes to do things in groups of threes and fours.
Maybe it's an attorney
shit.
Thing.
It's like, it's unkind, it's cruel, it's no compassion,
and no fucking
it's
mercy.
It's unkind, it's cruel, and no compassion, and no fucking mercy. Now can I fucking talk? 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 It's insulting, hurtful, and offensive. It is insult to injury and nausea.
Oh, yes. This is for real. He's a demon.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
You hear how calm the other person is, male or female. Today is a female.
The juxtaposition is unbelievable.
This is Monday through Friday. Every day.
You cast those last threes, it's insulting, it's harmful, it's offensive, and also it's an insult to injury ad nauseum.
Holy shit.
Although, can I fucking finish? Nevertheless, I'd like to say something in its entirety with at least no interruption and at the most minimal.
Holy shit. Pounding the table.
To do. It's harmful. And bad.
Two.
Unkind. Cruel. Uncompassionate. And unmerciful.
Oh.
Four.
I know you are. But you're not acting like it when you fucking do that shit.
Sorry, man.
What you just heard is WT almost dropping the recorder.
Oh, shit. He's coming out. Oh, shit. And I was like, fuck it. I'm staying.
But he stayed.
That's right, man.
He stayed.
I'm a champ, man. I'm a champ of the team.
Now, can I fucking finish?
Please do.
Can I fucking talk? Can I fucking talk? Can I please? As I'm a polite, courteous, respectful person, can I fucking talk? Where's the fucking love? Show us the fucking love! God damn it!
Oh my God.
Now, let me sit with the fuck I got to say! Insult to injury, I'm not you!
What you're about to hear is WT Wizard now run back to our office. I have the door open waiting for him. And
your
you hear
player.
Us freak out because we know we just got gold. Shocking gold. Mm. Everybody be quiet and listen to us freak out.
And insult to injury, I'm not you!
Oh my God, I'm gonna have a fucking heart attack. You're crazy. You can run up on it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Heavenly Father. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes, this is what goes on at ELE Media in New York City. But we don't know what else to do. We are powerless.
Right.
Everybody wants this demon out of the building. He's an animal. We don't condone this.
Right.
We have no rights all of a sudden. So now he's starring in the Chasing Domenico podcast. So can I fucking talk?
Right, that's a classic now.
Fuck you, Jeff.
Eat shit, Derek.
Eat shit, Jeff. That's turning a frown upside down.
Right on,
so what got you into carpentering?
Carpentering?
Carpentering.
I guess I'd have to say Jesus.
Oh!
He was a carpenter, and I just figured if you're going to follow in someone's footsteps, who better than Christ?
What? You're not really expecting that.
No, you're not.
That's from our comedy movie today, Meet the
Parents.
That's Jack Ferry. Time.
These are our ghost adventures.
GAC.
The Enchanted Forest.
The owner has invited us to his park, which is now closed for this season, because unexplainable events have been reported here. Could this establishment be cursed?
Yes.
Or might it sit on a portal to another dimension?
Ooh,
all right.
I would say yes.
Steve, why did you choose to do the Enchanted Forest?
I don't know. The location is super creepy. The fairy tale nursery rhyme mind twist. I don't know. Maybe it's the eerie little paths with Jack and Jill falling down the hill and shit like that. Add the Harry Potter town vibe and a haunted house,
nice.
Too? I'm in.
All right.
Plus Ghost Adventures, silly, funny shit, you know, classic stuff here. It was a perfect amount of everything.
Yeah.
And I'm in.
Aaron, we're here.
We're here at the Enchanted Forest Amusement Park near Salem, Oregon. There's one thing I think's gonna make you really excited.
Always excited.
We've got the entire 20-acre amusement park to ourselves.
This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. This brilliant shit! Right, guys?
That's right.
This is why we love them. And how they did like a spoof vacation running to Wally World. That's what this is from, people. Yeah.
The love push off.
If you didn't get that reference, that's what it's from. Yeah.
Look at this place. This is like when you were little and you read all those nursery rhymes. And there was always something about those nursery rhymes that scared you, and they still scare you to this day.
Yeah, Aaron and his sister Amy went there as kids, and they're back to relive, well, Aaron is, to face some stuff. Yeah. Then the owner, Roger
Tofty,
rides up on a Vespa, a very cool entrance, I know, to meet Zach and Aaron. It was so funny to watch Zach jump on the back of the bike as his body in there rolling. I mean, that's what I'm talking about, the funny stuff.
This place is every child's nightmare.
They're heading up to the haunted house that's truly haunted. This house was originally on that land when the owner bought it,
right.
And there's never been a record that there was a house there, so they built that from that haunted house that's really haunted. I mean, to me, that's not to mention the Indian land bloodshed. We just don't even talk about that.
Roger Tofty's granddaughter Ashley works at the haunted house.
Not anymore.
She said she has massive anxiety going in there, and she's scared to this day to do it.
Yeah, but she went in with JC. Who would it?
Someone or something has clearly attempted to stop me from continuing through this vintage haunted attraction.
Background screams that are
going
on.
All they have to do is walk through a location and spirits are already trying to talk to them.
Like, hey guys, what's going on?
So when they
go
downstairs, there's a cold spot that surrounds them and then keeps moving, and it's like jumps the height around of a little evil child.
They always are.
Will you die for me?
That's a hard no.
Those are so terrible.
They go to the Challenge of Mondor, Zach and Billy. It's a ride, laser.
Seems like a cool ride.
Lord of the Rings style.
Right.
And Chris, who worked there for 6 seasons, who doesn't work there anymore, is so... You can see how affected. He looked like he was going to cry.
And then up came Aaron's sister, Amy, to join them.
What about Aaron recreating that picture of him as a kid?
The face just looking...
That's the funny stuff.
I know. I'm looking so sad.
And Amy was talking about when they went through the caves as a kid and somebody touched her shoulder twice and no one was there. This place is 100 times 10th power of kids' fears. And that's an interesting thought, saying every kid here is scared. They think they're Hansel and Gretel. They think they're going in the oven. And all the fear just perpetuates.
With the power and imagination of children just feeds upon itself.
And now I want to go there.
So gentlemen, get your candles lit.
Oh,
turn the lights off.
Yeah.
Go inside the enchanted forest with us right now.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Can I be honest? I've been here for a long time over the years. This is a total different vibe than going through during the day.
He meant that shit.
From a vet. That's really scary.
They're at the Hansel and Gretel house and the parabolic fresh.
What?
Like paranormal, parabolic.
Parabolic Mike picked up a loud shuffling noise inside with Aaron, and he said, I thought it was a cougar or shit. So it must have been really aggressive, stalker energy.
I mean, cougars in Oregon, but
poor guy. And at the witch's mouth, he got feedback on the parabotic mic.
What?
That was the witch saying, get that shit out of my fucking mouth, you asshole.
Who are you? Step forward. Why do you keep jumping around trying to scare me? I've seen you twice now. I saw you fly through the air, and then I just saw you standing over there for a moment.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Billy feels a presence going around him, and he has a new instrument called the Meltier, and it tracks heat, red for hot, blue for cold.
Lit up blue.
What was that?
Just pandemonium. What was that?
That was one of Aaron's best jumps. What was that? And I don't blame him. Turns out there was a faint whisper that was picked up on the parabolic mic. Boom! It said, look at you. And you know what I think that is?
Yeah.
That's a spirit, I think, saying to Aaron, look at you, all grown up now.
What was that?
Let's go to the haunted house.
Sure, why not?
Zach, okay. Aaron, Billy. Aaron hears a disembodied moan. Everybody heard.
As Aaron and I make a funny joke, we are about to be shocked beyond belief as to what is about to suddenly appear before our very eyes.
The SLS camera gets a little stick figure guy coming out from behind the bed curtain. That was so funny. I don't know why that was funny to me. Zach's like, kick your legs. And just kicking his legs. It's amazing. Then they all heard another disembodied voice, but this one sounded like an evil child.
Billy and I just captured a woman's voice deep in the hallways of the haunted house.
They're using the spirit sweep device to get the great conversations that they're going to get here. They're amazing.
You can't really hear it on the podcast, but they're like, hello. And it's like, hello. It's a woman. It's like, where are you? And it said, inside. It was so weird.
Seemed like she had a southern accent a little
that
bit.
That one it did. Yeah, and then yeah. It's, this is my home. And then, good evening.
What's your name?
I mean, you can't hear that maybe on the podcast so good, but that's a disembodied whisper next to them, clear as day, super scary.
And Zach picks up the spirit sweep device.
All of a sudden, this female voice says, come to mom.
Do you know where we're at? It's a heartbeat. It's a heartbeat.
Come to mom. Come on, man. That's so evil to me.
I hear maternal stuff from a disembodied voice.
Zach gets
gross.
A cold touch on the back of his neck, and he's like, what part of my body are you touching? And it says, back.
Of course.
Then the female says, goodbye.
As soon as this spirit tells us goodbye, I feel like a cable of energy detaches itself from me, and I can barely move.
I know that feeling. As an empath, I know that feeling, so I can't even imagine what he's going through. Then a male voice comes on and says, he saved my life.
Yeah.
Again, here's my thoughts. I think maybe he's talking about the owner. Like, you took this land, you built this place, and you saved my life. He saved my life, but I don't know.
That's interesting.
Zach's exhausted. He's done with the lockdown. It was a great investigation. Now, Zach... please, take us out.
The Enchanted Forest is a mysterious place here in Oregon. It is a realm where the dreams of children come to life and their deepest fears turn to nightmares.
You got that right.
That was fun.
Yes.
That was a fun one.
Zach's Demon House documentary. Yeah. You know, I own that shit as soon as it came out. I watched it 3 times and slept with the light on for like 4 nights.
It's
like,
really, really,
I gotta watch it again, but it's super scary. And I'm really sorry about your eyesight, Zach. That's really messed up. But thanks for filming it. And I can't believe that you took the stairs from the house after you demolished it.
Right.
To bring back to your shop. But I'm just saying, you know, thanks for the documentary.
This is
it
business.
Was well worth the wait.
Yeah.
What are you two doing in here?
I'd say rounding second base.
That's from our comedy movie today.
Meet the parents.
It's Jack Ferry.
Jack
Boy. Evolution, revolution, free your mind.
Come on, answer. Here I came, motherfuckers.
Oh, dear Lord. Three things we pray.
Greg, do it.
Welcome to Evolution Revolution. Free your mind.
What's up, Minotaurs?
Come one, come all to King Arthur's round table here on planet Tolmac. Tolmac is Camelot backwards.
Damn right.
Yo, we come together as equals and get real and I speak my truths.
Yeah, you
hashtag live your truth.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
And the first stop is always stop cyberbullying while empowering yourself to block and ignore the bullying.
Right on.
That sounds pretty good, right?
That sounds great.
If you're feeling harassed online, empower yourself with the gift of self-control.
Hey.
That's right. Stay with me here, people. Ignoring negative people takes self-control. And it doesn't come naturally.
Right.
It takes lots of practice to truly ignore somebody.
Okay.
That means don't check to see if the bullies are talking about you, because they are.
Right.
They have no life. All cyberbullies want is attention. So don't give it to them. Take away their power, because if there's no audience,
interns,
there's no show.
Boom.
Bada bing, bing, boom. They're performing for nobody, and they'll move on.
Just close the door and they fuck off.
If you feel the need to address the bully, then do it. Do it. Hit it, quit it, be done with it. Because the more you talk about them or talk about the drama they've created online, the more you're giving them what?
Interns,
attention. It's getting more sinister. Talk to your friends in a private DM. Mm. And you deserve that. Let them remind you that you're a good, nice, special person. And let them know if the bully is talking shit about you. Right. Puff's just the name of the boy's magic dragon.
Puff's going to help us talk about bullying.
You need it off your radar. And a real friend will understand and respect that you don't want to hear about it. And if they don't and they keep the drama going, they're not your friend.
Boom.
Back to self-control. And ignoring negative people. Practice, practice, practice.
What?
Let's keep it simple.
If you get an email or a voicemail from someone you don't want to hear from, don't listen to it. Delete it. But does anybody do that? No. Everybody listens to it, and then you feel like a big piece of shit afterwards, and you're like, damn it. Practice self-control. I do it. It took a while, but once you truly, truly master it, well, you never really master it, but you learn how to do it.
More
you
consistently.
Ignore the demons in your life, the more peaceful your life will be, and the more empowered you will become. And when you are empowered, you can move mountains, baby.
Yeah.
Don't let a cyberbully hold you emotionally hostage. Hashtag stop cyberbullying.
Hello, you've reached the Fockers. We're not around, so leave us a message. Goodbye. Buzz, how the hell do you shut this thing off?
I have no idea. Just press a button.
All right, I'm pretty sure it's over. Honey, you want a chimichanga?
I thought they gave you gas.
A little bit, but it's worth it.
Yeah, worth it for you, but I'm the one that gets the fumes.
Honey, I'm in the mood for a chimichanga.
So make a chimichanga.
That's a nod to the sequel to the movie we're honoring today. That's
from
Meet the Fockers.
Oh, God.
Honey, I'm in the mood for chimichanga.
Still making chimichanga.
Please enjoy some more music from our theme today, Meet the Parents.
The music stylings from the soundtrack of Meet the Parents.
All these intertwining themes. With the
last podcast, I'm just going to interrupt you. Episode 53, I talked about how negative vibe people bring you down.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of listeners really identified with that topic.
Can I talk? Can I fucking talk?
Don't be like that. Don't be like Jeff. And for listeners who's just coming in, just is coming in now.
You need a refresher on
and you need to know what that is. Go to topic one.
Can I talk? Can I fucking talk?
Oh, shit,
he's
man.
He's going to be in the podcast from now on, man.
Okay, I'm going to get serious. And yeah, I get serious on this podcast sometimes. I need to address what's going on in the world right now. It's a scary time.
Mm-hmm.
I believe love is love. I believe in equal rights. Uh-huh. And I believe in the power of empathy and compassion. Live your truth. Hashtag live your truth. New York City is the melting pot.
That's right.
And New York needs to lead the way to make America great again. Because it's not our cartoon president that's going to make it great again.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I don't consider myself a big political person, but I do consider myself a humanist, and I care about people and what's going on in the world now, so I'm speaking up.
Yeah.
This is more than just Democrats and Republicans. This is good against evil.
Yeah.
Any person responsible for breaking up families, separating children from their parents, encouraging hate crimes,
mm-hmm.
and is aggressively working to turn the United States of America into a fascist dictatorship has to go!
Yeah.
I'm a Democrat, and I know there are Republicans out there that don't agree with Trump and his administration. Trump and his administration. Therefore, it is time for action. Republicans, you can't vote Republican in 2020 election. You must vote Democrat. Do not waste your vote on bullshit and vote for your dog. Vote Democrat and get this demon out of the White House because he's leading America to World War III.
Oh, shit.
Listen,
right.
Get to the polls. Register. Mm. Let's do this. Hashtag I register.
Oh.
I'm not just ranting here. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you direction. Hashtag I registered. Millennials, show Congress you can't be fooled with lies and manipulation of the truth. You can help lead the way. Enough of this fake news crap.
Yeah.
Trump has gaslighted everybody. Mm-hmm. He's a malignant, sociopathic narcissist that bullies anyone that disagrees with him.
That's right.
And I'm speaking up.
That's right.
My fellow strong women out there. Mm-hmm. Hey, how can we feel safe when the president brags about walking up to a woman and grabbing her by the pussy? Mm. I would knock him the fuck out.
Yeah.
You got knocked the fuck out.
The Me Too
movement and the We Too together stand strong and united. Amazing men out there in the world.
That's right.
Be a shining example that sexual harassment is unacceptable and you will hold a dishonorable man accountable for their actions.
Mm-hmm.
You will not stand by and say nothing.
Speak it deep.
The LGBTQ community holds strong and a good place to check out for additional support for LGBTQ youths is at It Gets Better. Live your truth, guys.
Yeah.
Live your truth, people.
Yeah.
And to add insult to injury, Trump Tower is totally fucking up Midtown traffic, right?
I know.
And making getting around a nightmare,
just
right,
like
fellow
him.
New Yorkers?
Just like him, man.
We must take action and vote Democrat in the 2020 election. Listen to me. Let's do this. Get registered.
Yes.
Hashtag I registered for more information and vote Democrat. Please let it be Oprah.
There's a new Michael Moore documentary coming out called Fahrenheit 11/9. Mm. And it, you know, the subtitle is How Do We Get Here and How Do We Get Out of This?
Very relevant to what's going on, so I think it's worth checking out.
Absolutely.
You want to wear my vest? It smell good.
Not my style.
You ain't got no style, motherfucker.
That's a mystery clip.
This is Glam Dream Pop.
Yes.
Glam Dream Pop is a music genre I made up
to
describe my music. Glam Dream Pop, it's a state of mind. And it usually involves glitter. This is my song, Remember, and I want you to go to DominicoArtist.com and download that shit. And then share it with a friend and ask them to do the same.
Right.
It's time for some shout-outs.
All right, D.
Planet Tolmec family member Dawn.
At End 5723.
Xena the Warrior, who kicked breast cancer's ass.
Yeah.
It's been a year and she's triumphant.
Great work,
Hashtag
Dawn.
F you cancer. Charities, ASPCA, New York City, StJude.org, StandUpToCancer.org, Wounded Warrior Project. It's about the warrior,
not the war.
At It Gets Better for LGBTQ youths for support. The hashtag WeToTOOGether Women's Movement. Hashtag IRegistered for the 2020 election and for the November midterms.
Everybody,
vote Democrat.
Everybody vote.
And my good friend Hiroko, I've known more than 15 years. I had a blast at dinner. See you in the fall. And remember to keep your workspace dick free. Inside joke. She knows what I'm talking about.
All right, all right. We are ELE Media New York City.
Everybody love everybody.
Love everybody.
Thank you, Will. We are home to one priceless asset, and it's a mythological siren sitting right across from me, just gazing at me.
Hello.
I feel like Dale Doback. I can't even look at you right now.
Can't even get eye contact with you right now.
Domenico is a songwriter, producer, and singer who creates inspirational and funny graphics and spreads the positive messages of enlightenment, acceptance, and understanding, all while looking stunning, baby.
I try.
You're also the creator, producer, and host of this podcast, obviously.
Thank you.
Which you do not get enough credit for. There's a lot of work and planning. You basically pull brilliant ideas out of your ass to make this a cohesive, thought-provoking, yet still...
Train wreck.
Yet still safe podcast to play.
But thank you. WT, can you tell the listeners how to best support an independent artist like myself these days when the major record label companies rule the industry?
We use the buddy system.
You need somebody watching your back at all times.
So share the music.
Share the podcast
with at least one friend and ask them to do the same.
Insert the buddy system.
And the currency is retweet,
shares, and downloads.
Like, share, follow, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Domenico Artist. One word. Everything online is under Domenico Artist.
You can also, of course, stream the music on Napster, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, and Amazon Music.
Hey!
Anywhere you go, D is there.
I'm there.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups.
What's that, buddy?
Candy.
Candy.
Candy corns, and syrup.
Why not?
D, why did Buddy the Elf stop by and see
us? Because this is Chapter 5,
Look Alive, the show!
And any Will Ferrell movie character can stop by anytime he wants.
Leslie
and Inception train telling us to get ready for that kick to be kicked off a plenty don't make the after party, but first. It's time to drink
again.
My friend, it's a
Jason
Domenico podcast drinking game.
Yahtzee!
Yahtzee! Get the rules at DomenicoArtist.com.
The interns made up the rules. Everything is one drink.
Go.
Take a drink when you hear a quote from our movie theme of today, which is Meet the Parents. When you hear Domenico say the word fuck, only her, only the siren.
Fucking fucker.
When you hear us say evolution, revolution, free your mind. When you hear us say
mystery clip.
When you hear us transport the Tomac, which sounds like...
drink.
Anytime Domenico says bang or bang bang. Anytime you hear Domenico laugh snort.
The golden rule. You cannot say drink, drink, or drunk, or you must drink a shot. The Planetomac rule. You must play as your party alter ego.
Right on.
So if you're
right
playing
on,
as...
I'm playing as the Earl of Fuck Jeff.
And I call you WT.
Right.
I gotta do a shot.
Fuck
and
Jeff.
The gangster rule. Start playing the drinking game from the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah, right on.
Have fun, drink responsibly,
okay.
Walk in pairs, and then call the car services or the Uber. Why? Because you ain't going to make it.
I can't afford to give up my best analyst. I mean, the amount of chatter you get through and the reports, I mean, they go way beyond the raw data.
So, to be clear, you are not promoting me because I do such a great job.
Yeah.
That's
a mystery clip. Ooh, there's Jack Barry.
You know what?
It's time to depart from Planet Tomac, the after party.
Through Wonderland.
Back to Earth, where the after
party
is at DomenicoArtist.com, so bookmark
it.
Fucker, I'm not going to tell you again. Jinx cannot flush the toilet. He's a cat, for Christ's sake.
The animal doesn't even have thumbs, Fucker.
Fucker.
That's from our comedy movie today, Meet the Parents.
That's the music stylings from the soundtrack of Meet the Parents.
We just weave it in and out.
Greg has a departing message for us, guys.
What's that, Jack? What? You big bad CIA man, huh? You big guys, they teach you that in the CIA? They teach you that? Oh, yeah. Well, what's that, Jack? What? Yeah, you thought Puff was just the name of the boy's magical dragon? Uh-huh. Not too quick on the uptake, huh, Jack? Why don't you ask Denny who's puffing the magic dragon?
Nice.
Not into that one, huh? Surprising for a big CIA pulse detector. Ooh, hey, check my pulse on this question, Jack. Do I think you're a psycho?
Yes.
What? Oh, you like my little gift? What? The Jerusalem what? Why, I can't hear Jerusalem tulipoozy-poozly-doo? What? Oh, you don't know shit about flowers. What's that? You want me to what? You have another question? Sure, I got one question for you. It's fucking you with that!
This has been episode 54.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Of the Chasing Domenico podcast.
It's that smell.
That smell, Bob, is our shit.
You stay classy, Planet Earth.
And thanks for stopping by.
But mostly...
God damn it! What the fuck did you put in this bird seed?
Good shit joke always gets you deep. What the fuck did you put in bird seed?
Just have a great night.
Interns, have an American night. That smells our shit. Windbreak are in.
What's wrong with saying bomb on an airplane?
You can't say bomb on an airplane.
Bomb, 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 bomb. You gonna arrest me?
You assaulted an airline employee.
What if I was in the military and I was a bombardier? Bomb, 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 bomb,